Task Force Chair Pat Herity says other states have proposed moratoria on unfunded mandates, and it seems to have had a positive impact. Legislation during the recent General Assembly session made some progress but didn't get very far. It would have directed the governor to temporarily suspend some unfunded state mandates on localities pending a review of them. Herity says it's not fair when lawmakers don't plan far enough ahead by considering where money has to come from before they propose laws.
The other important piece that we're working on is making sure that all this legislation that has impact on local governments gets the fiscal analysis. And the way it is now, we need to get back to the first day of introduction rule so that they can get the fiscal impact done early so that legislators know what they're doing to localities. If they know this bill is going to cost a locality $10 million, they might think about it, they might revise it, they might tweak it.
Herity says his task force eliminated a lot of mandates last year, but as long as there's no moratorium, their work will never be complete. He says part of the solution is getting localities and the state talking with one another. One report suggests that during the previous year, those discussions reduced the requirements on localities by 30%. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.